There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Tuesday, April 11th edition. I hope everybody had a good Monday to start the week off. It was quite the interesting day. I'm actually getting to record this the night before, so this is technically Monday night recording this. And, a very odd day. Pitching was rough. The day slate was really good. The night slate, all over the place. Coolers did not go off, which never breaks my heart. It's just always entertaining, especially with the likes of Zach Cozart on the mound. That's always a good one. But looking at Tuesday's slate, we have a 12-day all-day. There's two early games, Minnesota at Detroit and White Sox at Cleveland. And then a nice 10-game evening slate. Quick look at the weather, not too much to worry about. There's some more wind, like today, some good wind, actually. But the most important part about the weather, we have some rain chances in Boston. But that looks like it should clear up after a little while. Minor chances. Good wind in Detroit blown out, by the way, but actually rains in Pittsburgh also. Cincy, Pittsburgh, 25% chances. Earlier in the day, it looks worse, then it kind of tapers off at night. So keep an eye on Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. And then, like I said, the Boston game's got some slight chances. Wind blowing out hard to left center. Shouldn't be too bad in Boston, though. Some weird chances in San Francisco. Did not see that on the radar anywhere around here, but they have them scattered showers in San Francisco, so keep an eye on that one between the D-backs and the Gigantes. Totals on the day. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh over under 8. Mets, Phillies over under 8. St. Louis, Washington over under 8.5. Milwaukee, Toronto over under 9. Atlanta, Miami over under 8.5. Baltimore, Boston over under 9.5. San Diego, Colorado over under 12. Texas and the Angels over under 8. Houston, Seattle over under 8.5. Arizona, San Francisco over under 7.5. So we have 10 games to break down in the night slate. I'm not going to break down the two early games. You got Hector Santiago versus Matt Boyd and James Shields versus Carrasco. Carrasco's a nice option there. Stack up against Shields. A lot of the Indians have good career success. Encarnacion's taken them deep quite a few times. Looking at like Brantley, Ramirez, and build your line moves. Naquin is a cheap look there. For the Twins, Tigers, two lefties on the mound. So Dozier's automatic. Sano, you can get a cheap catcher in Suzuki. Mix and match your lineup appropriate. Grossman's always a nice switch hitting option against lefties as well. For the Tigers against Santiago, lock and load. You know, you got Miggy or V-Mart. You got Castellanos, who's always phenomenal, and so is Kinsler against the lefties. J-Up was scratched today with the back, so check out about that. And go around your lineup in that. Always McCann behind the dish, like we talked about. Didn't do anything today, but that was Chris Sale. He'll be facing Hector Santiago tomorrow. Big difference. 10-game Tuesday night slate starts at 7:05 Eastern, 4:05 Pacific. Let's get into the pitching on today's slate. Highest priced arm, Cole Hamels, $10,000. On the road against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Liking this one quite a bit. Hamels did struggle in his first outing at home against the Indians. 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 4 Ks. Remember what I mentioned to you then is that I don't like Hamels at home. Well, he's on the road in a pretty good matchup. The Angels have scored some runs actually this season, to the surprise of many. But I think it's a great spot for Hamels. 10K is cheap for what we're used to getting from Hamels. Good strikeout potential. Angels don't strike out a ton. They've always been one of the better teams against the strikeout. So see how that goes. But I like me some Cole Hamels, $10,000. Won't have a ton, but we'll have some. Another lefty, Robbie Ray, 9,200 at home or on the road against the Giants. Last week he faced the Giants, 5 2/3, 3 hits, 3 earned, 6 Ks. It'll be a good atmosphere. It'll be chilly, overcast, marine layer. It's harder for the ball to fly out. Some Giants bats are nice in this game, don't get me wrong, but if you're looking for a nice GPP play, Robbie Ray, good K upside, good matchup, good park shift from Coors Light to San Francisco. Like we saw with Matt Moore on Monday, 8 solid innings. Robbie Ray can give you at least 6 solid in this one. Jameson Taillon of the Pittsburgh Pirates, $8,400 at home against the Reds. I will be stacking my Reds because the Reds bats are on fire, but Taillon coming off a 7 innings pitch, 5 hits, no runs, 6 Ks in Boston. He'll be chalky. Everybody will remember that start, and that's one reason why I kind of like to fade him, but I will have some access to him just for the fact that the Reds' offense is average at best. They tore it up on Monday, had a couple good games over the weekend, but overall to start the year in a small sample size, they're middle of the pack on almost all departments, runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, the works. So Taillon's in a good spot, good K upside. Should be able to get you 6 solid in this one, as long as he controls the ball much better than Tyler Glass now did on Monday, because that was ugly. Matt Harvey, $8,300 going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. DeGrom got beat up a little bit, but then controlled it and managed to get a decent start out of it. Nothing special DFS-wise, but got the job done for the Mets W. I look for Harvey to have another solid game. He was very good his first time out at home against the Braves. 6 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned. 4 Ks, liked that a lot, 21 points. Good spot here against the Phillies, but don't sleep on the Phillies' bats, that's for damn sure. But a nice spot for Harvey to see if it's the real deal on 2 starts in a row here. I like what he's done over the spring. He showed it well against Atlanta. I'll be rolling with him again on Tuesday. Next up, Gio Gonzalez, $8,100 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Definitely a game where you pitch some Gio and then you put some bats against Gio. In his first start of the year against the Miami Marlins, 6 innings, 7 hits, no earned, 7 Ks, 8 ground balls to 2 fly balls. Very, very solid stuff there. Nice option here against St. Louis, whose bats woke up a little bit today, but overall have been quite quiet. The bottom, they ranked 29th in run scores, 26th in hits, 28 in home runs, 28 in RBIs, 28th in slugging, 27 in OPS, 26th in average to start the year. I know it's only been a week, but their offense has struggled mightily. They do have a lot of guys with some great success against Gio, some really good success. But good spot for Gio at home, especially like him at home a ton. Good spot in this one. J.A. Happ, $8,000 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Happ coming off an okay start, 7 innings pitch, 5 hits, 3 earned, 9 Ks against the Orioles. Very good start, actually. Home opener for Toronto, Milwaukee coming to town. Milwaukee's got some decent bats. You got to avoid like Ryan Braun, maybe some Domingo Santana, Johnny Villar, maybe Hernan Perez if he's playing. But a lot of good looks here with Happ. Very, very good opportunity for some high strikeout potential and a W for J.A. Happ, $8,000. Very good play, good cash game play for J.A. Happ. Now we dip down a little bit to $6,800, and Dylan Bundy. He's going to be chalky as hell at this price, but $6,800 at the Boston Red Sox. Bundy in his first start of the year, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 strikeouts on his way to 31.4 DraftKings points against the Blue Jays. We were big on him coming into the year. We knew he had great stuff. He's finally healthy, and he looked phenomenal in that first game. Facing the Red Sox, whose offense has struggled mightily to start the season. They've a lot of injuries, battling the flu. Bogarts might be back. Betts finally came back. A lot of guys they're going to get there. I wouldn't worry about them at all, but Bundy at $6,800 is a very good play. I'll have a lot of exposure to him we know facing the Red Sox is dicey as hell, but I'll roll the dice a little bit. Bartolo Colon, $6,600 on the road against the Miami Marlins. Big Sexy just keeps getting it done. Opening start against the Mets in New York, 6 innings, 2 hits, 106 Ks. Miami, phenomenal history against them. That's the scary part. So definitely cover your bases with some Miami bat exposure against Bartolo. But Bartolo's a good $6,600 punt play tonight to match up with some bigger options and still get you bats. Don't forget, we have Coors Field on the slate tonight, so you have to get some salary relief somewhere. And last but not least, if you really, really want to get weird and crazy, you can go Antonio Senzatella of the Colorado Rockies at 5,000. Very rarely will I ever pick pitchers in Coors, and I doubt I'll have any exposure here. But if you want to go GPP crazy, you can go Senzatella, who looked phenomenal against Milwaukee. 5 innings, 2 hits, 6 Ks for 19.7 points. We played him that day, and I can't fault you if you roll the dice with him here, but it's you're rolling some loaded dice that are loaded for bad things in Colorado. But you never know. Early in the year, it's been cold. Colorado hasn't been as lively as usual, but very, very dicey, to say the least. Let's check out some bats. We'll recap the pitchers at the end, but that was 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 options there if you count Senzatella. Moving on to the bats, catcher. Buster Posey took a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the head on Monday from Taiwan Walker. Had to leave the game immediately. Going through concussion protocol, everybody said he's fine. He's day-to-day. First base catcher available at 4,000. If he's playing, it means he's healthy and he's a good play against Robbie Ray, against the lefty. If not, obviously you're not playing him. If he's not playing, Nick Hundley at $2,800 could be a decent punt catcher to load up elsewhere. Evan Gattis, $3,900 against the lefty Miranda. Gattis against the lefty is always good. Same with Wellington Castillo against the lefty Drew Pomeranz for 38. Another good look there. You always have the Colorado catchers and Garneau and Walters. An interesting play right here because he's got off to a slow start, but Jonathan Lucroy against the lefty Tyler Skaggs. Lucroy's only 3,500. You know when Lucroy's hitting it well, he's definitely in the 4,000 range. 3,500 could be a nice little steal for Lucroy. One of the better plays on the day is JT Realmuto, $3,500. Was named National League Player of the Week on Monday, averaging 16.4 fantasy points per start. He was getting 2 hits every game except one, I believe, to start the season. He's only 3,500 going up against Bartolo Colon, who he's 9-for-21 against with 4 doubles and 1 home run in his career. Matt Wieters, $3,200 against Lance Lynn. Wieters has been low-priced and doing well. Had another big game on Monday, getting you double-digit fantasy points. Wieters definitely in play today. One of our normal punts, Sandy Leon, $2,900. If you're fading Dylan Bundy, give Leon a look. If Lucroy is not catching, say he's playing first base or just not in the lineup, Robinson Chirinos will be catching for Texas. He's $2,700. Keep an eye on him. Massive power upside for $2,700 against the lefty Skaggs. Skaggs got beat up his first start. Everyone's high on him for coming back. I'll keep stacking against him until he proves it consistently. Keep an eye on Chirinos. Moving over to the first base position, we kick it off in Coors with Will Myers at $5,200 coming off a cycle. He hit for the cycle on Monday as the Padres won 5-3 over Colorado. Myers at $5,200 against Senzatella. Very solid look. Mark Reynolds, $5,000 in Coors, always in play. Trumbo, $4,400 against Pomeranz. I really, really, really like Freddie Freeman at $4,400 in Miami against Straley. Freeman double-donged on Sunday. The guy can rake. We know that for a fact. Good look for $4,400 if you don't want to pay up for Coors. Goldie's always in play at $4,200, but I'm not super pumped on him today. Go down to Albert Pujols at $3,800 against the lefty Cole Hamels. If you're fading Hamels, Pujols, Trout, 1-2 punch is definitely in play. If you're not going Freeman as my top first base, I go Kendry Morales at $3,700, making his Toronto Blue Jays Toronto home debut. Going on against Willie Peralta. Morales has been swinging a good stick to start the year. The ball flies out of Toronto, as we know. $3,700 is a great price for Kendry Morales. Really good price. If you want to go way off the board against Clay Buchholz, Lucas Duda, $3,700. another really good play. You got Freeman, Morales, and then Mike Napoli at $3,400 off to a slow start, but going up against Skaggs, very solid look there. Ryan Zimmerman, $3,400 against Lynn. Mitch Moreland, $3,300 against Bundy. And the punt first baseman of the night, and I like him a lot. He's off to a slow start, but we know what he can do. He's going to be at home. Justin Bour of the Miami Marlins, $3,200 going up against Bartolo. Small sample size, but he's 6-for-16 with a double, triple, and a home run against Big Sexy. Justin Bour, $3,200. A Marlins stack, definitely in play tonight. Second base, we got Ryan Schimpf, second base, third base eligible at $4,800 in Colorado. Same with Young Veris, Solarte, $4,700, second base, third base eligible. The Rockies second baseman, DJ LeMahieu, $4,700. Jose Altuve against the lefty. Jose's off to a slow start, so if you want to wait till he starts getting there, get there, or you can be the first one there because eventually he's going to break out. He's $4,500. Daniel Murphy, my man, $4,500. Robbie Cano, don't you know, starting to hit a little bit the last couple games. He's $4,200 in a good matchup at home against Musgrove. Don't sleep on him. D. Gordon, $4,100, part of that Marlins stack. 10-for-29 lifetime with a double and a home run against Big Sexy. $4,100 for D. Gordon. Want to go a little cheaper to fade Clay Buchholz. Neil Walker, $3,700, definitely in play. Check the Cardinals lineup with the lefty Gio on the mound. Jed Jericho, second base, third base eligible at $3,500. Could be a nice source of power for relatively cheap. And last but not least, Cesar Hernandez of the Phillies going against Matt Harvey. Cesar's leading off. He's only $3,300. If you're fading Harvey at all, Cesar is definitely a part of the action for you. Heading over to third base, we have Nolan Arenado at $5,200. Weaver's pitching for San Diego, so if you're not doing a Coors stack, you just like playing with fire and hate money, because if Colorado can't hit Weaver, they might be in for a long. Somehow it's a miracle they're 5-3 basically, because the fact they couldn't hit Cozart on Monday night was a shocker. You can't hit Weaver, I'd be severely, severely worried about things in Colorado. Okay, severely is an overstatement, but Weaver should be getting teed off by almost every team, especially in Coors Field. We go to Kyle Seager. We're going to skip a lot of third basemen because they're actually already mentioned most of them because they're second base, third base eligible. Drop all the way down to Kyle Seager at $3,900. That's a steal for the potential power and just average driving in runs that Kyle Seager brings to the table. Good matchup against Musgrove. $3,900 is a very nice play in Kyle Seager. You can get Cano and Seager relatively cheap there. Moving on to Eduardo Nunez, shortstop, third base eligible for the Gigantes, $3,600 against Ray. Nunez against the lefty is a good look. He's off to a great start this season. If you only want one Giant to play, he's not a bad play at 36. Part of a stack for sure. He should be a part of it. Moving on to Eugenio Suarez, third base shortstop eligible at $3,300. Went yard on Monday. If you're fading Taillon, I'd get a little piece of Suarez action for you. Jake Lamb going up against Jeff Samardzija at $3,300. 4-for-10 with a dong against Samardzija. Small sample, but nice. Check out the Brewers lineup with the lefty Hap on the mound. See if Hernan Perez gets some action in the utility role. Third base outfield eligible. Worth a GPP play. Derek Dietrich of the Marlins, second base, third base eligible at 31 against Cologne. He's been hitting towards the top of the order there with D. Gordon. Definitely stackable. Yunel Escobar, third base shortstop eligible at $3,000 against Hamels. For the Astros, the usual, they're facing a lefty, first base, third base eligible. Marwin Gonzalez at $2,700. And the ultimate punt of the night. This is your punt of the night. If he's in the lineup, you must check these things. But with the lefty on the mound for the D-backs, Aaron Hills, $2,200. He's only third base eligible, but they've been playing him in the outfield some with lefties on the mound. So for $2,200, the upside's there with Hill. He's actually off to a decent start, had a really good spring for the Giants. I'm not saying play a ton of him, but for $2,200, you can put him in and have all kinds of exposure, given you're not going to be able to put Arenado there now or some of the guys you'd be paying up for to begin with. But if you'd rather pay up elsewhere, Arenado at $2,200, get yourself some. Moving on to the shortstop position. Got Trevor Story at $4,900. In Coors, Carlos Correa, $4,500 against the lefty Miranda. Johnny VR, $4K against Hap. I like Aledmys Diaz at $4K against the lefty Gio Gonzalez. Aledmys off to a great start this year, showing his power all over again. Tulo, $3,900 at home against Willie Peralta. Solid play there. Asdrubal Cabrera, $3,800. We mention him often. Really good price again. 6-14 with two homers lifetime off of Buchholz. If you want a piece of Coors for relatively cheap, you can get Eric Ibar or the Padres shortstop for $3,600. Dansby Swanson, $3,200 for the Braves going up against Dan Straley. B-Craw, $3,200 against Robbie Ray. And Chris Owings, outfield shortstop eligible for $2,900 for the D-backs going against Samardzija. Let's finish things off with the outfield. There's tons of options here. The other positions are kind of short compared to normal. Outfield is just locked and loaded. We got Charlie Blackmon, $5,100. Cargo, $5K, both against Weaver, both great. You got Harper, $5,000 against Lynn. Trout, $49 against Hamels. Manny Margot, $46 against Sensatella. I like Starling Marte at $45 going up against Rookie Davis. We didn't mention a ton of Pirates because there's really not a ton of Pirates to mention, but Rookie Davis coming off a really good first start. Marte just hits everybody. He's off to a good start this season. He's stealing bases. Very low owned. Marte, go Marte Polanco. Polanco is $4,200. Those two will be very low owned facing Rookie Davis. Not a bad look there for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Suspeda's $4,500. Giancarlo Stanton, a part of the Marlins stack against Big Sexy, $4,500. 6-15 with a double and two homers. You got Hunter Renfro, $4,400. Ryan Braun, $4,300 against Hap, 9-29, two doubles, a triple, and three home runs. Craig Gentry, $4,200. Christian Yelich, or Gentry will be leading off likely for the O's against the lefty and Pomeranz. That's why he's a play tonight, or on Tuesday night, against the Red Sox. Christian Yelich, $4,200 against Big Sexy. He's 11-33, three doubles and a homer. I told you a lot of fish like Big Sexy. Got Stanton, Yelich, Gordon, Realmuto, Boer. They've all hit them very well. Even Dietrich's not bad. So tons of options there. We'll break it down a little more in a minute. Springer, $4,100. Gerardo Parra, $4,100 in Coors. My man, I might have to get a jersey of this guy. Adam Eaton, $4,100. Just keeps raking it. Leading off right now with Trey Turner out. Jankowski hitting at the top of the Padres order at $4K. Piscotty at $4,000 against the lefty. Gio Gonzalez. Benintendi, $3,900 going up against Dylan Bundy. Odubel Herrera, $3,900 against Matt Harvey. Adam Duvall, $3,800 first base outfield eligible against Tyon. If you're playing any type of red stack at all, you have to have Duvall and Votto in there most of the time. If you just want a one-off play, I like Duvall or Billy Hamilton, $3,700. Gets on base, steals bases, did that very well tonight again like normal. Jay Bruce, $3,700, going up against Buchholz. He double-donged on Monday, hit a home run on Sunday. Bruce is off to an outstanding start to the year. I had a lot of them today, on Monday, and I will probably have a lot of them today on Tuesday. Grichuk, $3,700 against the lefty. Hunter Pence, $3,700 against the lefty. Ender Inciarte at $3,600, good look there. Scott Schebler at $3,400. Sneaky, low-owned value play in Schebler against Tyon. Carlos Gomez, $3,400 against the lefty Miranda. Mitch Haniger, $3,400 against Musgrove. A.J. Pollock, $3,400 against Samardzija. Peralta, $3,100 against Samardzija. I like that Peralta price, $3,100, good salary relief there. If you want to go real cheap with the Rangers, make sure he's in the lineup. But Ryan Ruiz, first base outfield eligible at $2,500. And if they decide to sit Span because the lefty's on the mound, it means Gorkys Hernandez will be leading off. He'll only be $2,300 for a nice value play there. If you don't want to go Hill at 22, Gorkys at 23, he'll still give you a ton of salary relief. Good look there. And one guy I forgot to mention, but when I was doing some batter pitcher stuff, I saw him. I believe his price is $4,300 tonight. Dexter Fowler is 10-20. Two doubles, a triple, and a home run against Geo. So that lefty-lefty matchup that most people stray away from, Dexter Fowler. So he'll be extremely low, and that's why I want to bring him up. Most people avoid the lefty-lefty type thing. Fowler actually does pretty darn well in his career against Geo. Let us review some of your matchups for today. Your pitching, we're targeting Cole Hamels, Robbie Ray, Tyon, Matt Harvey, Gio Gonzalez, J.A. Happ, Dylan Bundy, Bartolo Colon, and if you really want to get crazy, Antonio Sensatella. Hamels, I'd say Gio, Happ are your pretty good cash type plays. Maybe you can mix in some Colon or Bundy. All are GPP viable. Don't forget them. Your stacks tonight, my favorite stacks, Mets versus Buchholz, has to be circled around like Bruce Cabrera and whatnot. Texas against Skaggs, love the Rangers. I told you, like, Lucroy's cheap, Napoli's cheap. There's options there. Houston against Miranda's very, very solid against the lefty. Atlanta against Straley, Freeman, Inciarte, good looks there. Love the Miami stack versus Colon. The Miami stack will be very overlooked. It'll be very good GPP stack. If they don't go off, it's what you expected. They're cheap. But the great history against Cologne at home, they won't be high-owned at all. There's so many other options and bigger names people will be looking at. Miami is a great GPP stack tonight. Do not forget about the Miami Marlins. Washington against Lynn, like them, a lot of their bats are red hot. Toronto against Peralta. Willie had a great first start. He's going in Toronto. Kendrys Morales, $3,700. Build around that. And they got Coors, Weaver versus Sensatella. Stack against Weaver. It's common sense. I do like the Padres against Sensatella, too. I like Sensatella overall, but it's Coors, and I got to see him pitch there. I like them on the road, and Milwaukee's a good hitter's ballpark, but I got to see it in Coors. You can also look at Seattle against Musgrove. Like that a lot, too. Some good prices like Seager. Cano's not even that expensive. Mitch Haniger. And then if you want to get crazy, Philadelphia against Harvey, Arizona against Samardzija. I like both of those. They're not towards the top of my list, though. Marlins, Nationals, Toronto, Texas, Houston, Mets, Seattle. Lots of good options there outside of Coors. You can mix and match them. But don't completely ignore Coors. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Never completely ignore Coors. It never ends well. But should be a fun night. Remember, the two games early. Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, and you have 10 evening games. Couple chances of rain. Keep an eye on that. Kevin Roth, MLB, DFS, weather, different accounts. Good stuff there. Most importantly, let's make some money on this 10-game slate. Should be fun. Pitching was bad on Monday night, and it's lining up like it could be bad again on Tuesday, or it could shock us. Who knows? It's like I said, when I recorded the Monday pod, I said it's a lot of coin toss pitching matchups. Same thing again today. So we'll see how Tuesday fares for us. Let's get her done. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com. Check out the latest Benched with Bubba, episode 34 with at DFS Golf Gods, Jesse. We reviewed the Masters, got in depth there, did our Masters giveaway, and talked a lot of PGA DFS. If you're new to the game, or you're still learning the game, or you just want a refresher on the game, we talked FanDuel, weekend DraftKings, regular DraftKings, and then all kinds of statistics to study, websites to go to, strategy for building your PGA lineups, GPP, cash, tons of good info there. So check that out. Everywhere you can check us out, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spreaker. Leave us a review for Quick Hits or any of the other pods on their sources. Leave us a review, 5-star preferably, but check it out. We'd really appreciate it. Most importantly, let's cash on Tuesday night. Thanks for listening. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 11th edition. I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.